Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Did you know you can hear us anywhere you go on the ESPN app? You can listen to us live on the app. You get to work. Oh, damn. Can't hang out with my boys. Yes, you can. Pop your AirPods in, your earbuds, whatever you're listening to. Take us right in. We're on ESPN, too. You can listen to KJAM on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And by the way, Key, Jay, good morning, good morning.
What up, what up, what up?
People
what
can do, call in, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. And we've been talking about, so far, the biggest thing we saw on Sunday, the thing we really wanted to talk about. You can, too, 888-SAY-ESPN. We are coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Guys, guess who we are joined by here at the 7 o'clock Eastern hour?
Who?
None other than Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter who might have eight bars worth for you. He might on any given Monday. What's going on, Jeremy?
Only in studio, Max. Only when he's in studio.
Yeah, when he's in studio, he'll drop something.
What's happening?
Oh, yeah, next time in studio for sure.
I'm in, you're out. How does that work?
Jeremy, the man asked you a question.
You know, they got me here for some SportsCenter stuff in Bristol, so but I would love to be there with you guys. Next time, I'm going to drop a hot two.
Hot.
Maybe a hot four. How about that?
Hey, we're going to be in Bristol later on in the week, as a matter of fact. We'll see you there.
Nice.
The Cowboys, Jeremy, are expected to be without Dak Prescott for almost half the season, 6 to 8 weeks. What do they plan to do at quarterback?
Well, they haven't firmed up any plans yet, but it's important to note, this is why Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers, when they did their reworked contract, there's a no-trade clause in there for Garoppolo, but he can waive that. The team and the player have the understanding that if something comes up league-wide or a team has a major need at quarterback, they could waive the no-trade clause and do a trade. And so, you know, I haven't heard much about the Cowboys having interest in Jimmy Garoppolo. They haven't needed to have any interest in anybody over the last few months because they expected to have Dak healthy. So this is something they could at least revisit. He's going to be the top option available. There's just not much else out there if they want to add somebody. They do like Cooper Rush. It's uncertain if they like him enough to hold it down for 6 to 8 weeks. It's different if it's two, but this is long enough where I do expect the Cowboys to exhaust some options here.
Hot two. Jeremy, hot two is different than Jeremy, a hot eight, Jay.
Jeremy, I'm just going to throw this out there. Is there any issue with, like, the roster negligence, right? Like, if you look at the one active QB on their roster coming into the season, that was Dak.
Yeah.
Right, obviously, Cooper got promoted. But when I look at other teams in the division, I mean, look at the Eagles, Gardner Minshew, like 22 career starts. Like, yeah. Minshew magic. Like, yeah. The Giants, Tyrod Taylor, 53 career starts. Like, even think about the Commanders, Tyler Heinicke, 11 career starts, one playoff start. Yeah. Like, is this roster negligence by Jerry Jones?
I think it's a question worth debating. You saw it not just at quarterback. You did see it last night at wide receiver. It was pretty glaring to everybody that they didn't have any help on the outside. I think the Cowboys knew, okay, for the first few weeks of the year, we're going to be a little thin. They thought with some of their young players they would be okay. It showed last night that they were not okay. Now, that was a really good Tampa Bay defense, one of the best in the NFL, but they just didn't have any way to stretch the field. And so I guess you could call that negligence. You know, the Cowboys really, though, for the last couple of years, they've been more about drafting and developing. Like, the good teams typically do what the Cowboys are doing. So I wasn't overreacting when they had a few injuries and everybody felt like the Cowboys are really going to struggle. But it showed worse than I thought probably last night. I tend to not overreact to 1 week. But, you know, they need some help in a few areas, it does look like. And I think that they'll exhaust those options.
Look, Jeremy, before Dak Prescott's injury, and he'll be on the shelf whatever 6 to 8 weeks, they were struggling, like you said. Does this, with the absence of Dak, put more pressure on Mike McCarthy's job, given the fact that they could struggle without him in the lineup, despite who the quarterback may be?
Yeah, this is Dallas, and you have to win. So the fact that Dak Prescott is out doesn't preclude fans and media from getting all over Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys for not winning. You know, it's just really not going to be a built-in excuse that I expect there. Mike McCarthy probably doesn't expect. You know, it's one of the biggest jobs in sports, really, because of the name brand and the recognition and all the expectations there. So you kind of have to produce. He probably gets a little leeway offensively, but you still have to find ways to win. You know, Mike Tomlin lost Ben Roethlisberger a few years ago, and they almost made the playoffs and played 500 football. Found a way to do that. So you need your defense that looks to be very good to carry you even more. And the offense can't get much worse than it was last night. So they're probably thinking, hey, maybe things will look up, you know, if we can kind of control the game with the run and just try to squeak out some wins.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN reporter, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You mentioned the Steelers. How long are you expecting the Steelers to be without their ace defensive player in T.J. Watt?
Yeah, well, since it's believed to be a torn pec, I mean, that's just not an injury you can really fight through, no matter how tough T.J. Watt is. So he'll probably have to have surgery if that's the case. Steelers are trying to firm that up today and tomorrow to see the severity of the injury. And then there's a good chance he could be back, though, depending on how bad it is. You know, his brother, actually, J.J. Watt, had a similar injury in 2019, came back after a few months. So the Steelers figure, hey, late in the year, maybe the last month of the year, they can get him back. He's a guy who you know is going to rehab really hard and put himself in a position to play. So that could be a team that's on the lookout for pass rush help, either in free agency or however they can get it.
You know, depending on how long it is, Jeremy, he could play. They'll put the harness on him and strap it down and a little bit of medicine, so to speak, to get him ready to go. So it just depends on how bad it's torn. But I think he, if I'm knowing them right and him, he's probably going to wind up playing at some point this season. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy, let's talk about a guy who is not injured.
Jeremy?
Go ahead, Jeremy.
No, I'm saying you're right. He's that guy. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of those dudes that, you know, you pour a little Robitussin on it and you get to work.
Rub that tussin in it.
All right, Jeremy, let's talk about that guy. Lamar Jackson declined the Baltimore Ravens' $250 million extension offer because he wants a fully guaranteed contract. How close were the two sides, and could you see contract talks resume during this season?
Well, I'll get to the first part. No, it really wasn't close from all that I've learned asking around on this. You know, Lamar was telling people, you know, probably 2 weeks ago, like, hey, I'm playing it out. I'm playing out my rookie deal. It just wasn't happening, you know. All his, you know, contract debate with the team, offers of the team were about the guaranteed money, you know, fully guaranteed. And so it was just a non-starter for the team. I think he knew that, and that's why they are where they are. And really last week was not dramatic in the team headquarters, as far as I know, you know, because that was the reality. They weren't going to bridge that gap. Likely the Ravens did try. I was told in the last like 3 or 4 weeks they were upping their offers, you know, giving it the college try, but it just wasn't enough. And it is important to remember the Ravens have done a lot of deals in season, big contracts with former first round picks, Ronnie Stanley, left tackle, cornerback Marlon Humphrey. Those were done in season. So it's certainly possible that they could revisit contract talks if Lamar is willing to do that. But look, this is a guy that's made himself so much money by waiting, comes out, plays well yesterday. I know he's worked really hard on attacking the areas of his passing game that people consider weak or defensive coordinators consider weak. He could be in line for a huge year, put his feet up on the desk after a big season and ask the Ravens for even more.
Thank you, Jeremy Fowler. As always, that's ESPN senior NFL reporter.
Thanks, guys.
Jeremy Fowler, and I'll talk to you later. You know what? Jeremy's going to be on a terrific show later on. 2 p.m.
Just get up. Get up.
This just in.
Oh.
2 p.m. Eastern. Handsome host. Thank you, Jeremy. By the way, 133 guaranteed. When a dude
on,
in your division is at 230,
come on,
you come
man.
In 100 million light on the guarantee.
See, that's now I'm disappointed in the Ravens.
Yeah, now I'm disappointed.
Well, there's no CJ. We didn't know the numbers.
Right.
They point
right.
to Russell. They point to Russell Wilson. We're guaranteeing you more than a dude on his third contract who's 32.
Well, I'm mad at Russell Wilson, and I'll explain to you later why. On that.
We asked you to weigh in, and we will get to your calls, and Key later will explain why he's mad at Russell Wilson. We're going to get to your calls on the biggest thing you saw on Sunday. But first, Jay has this from Disney Plus.
Disney Plus is back in action. Let me try that again. Here we go.
See,
Disney Plus is back in action. Got it. Nailed it. With exciting new premieres like Disney's Pinocchio, Pixar Cars On the Road, Marvel's Thor, Love and Thunder, Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Jedi's Return, National Geographic, Max, you love this. National Geographic's Epic Adventures of Bertie Gregory.
Come on, they got Ahsoka coming up, Jay, yes, in October.
And a new short from The Simpsons, Welcome to the Club. Plus, new episodes and specials like Marvel's She-Hulk, Attorney at Law, and Dancing with the Stars, the pros' most memorable dances. Keys on that one. And this month only, get 1 month of Disney Plus for just $1.99. What? $1.99.
Less than a cup of coffee.
Offer available now until September 19th. The $7.99 a month. That's easy. All these and more streaming now.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I will tell you, having witnessed many wild, bizarre, strange Steeler-Bengal games over the years, that one ranks up there.
Ball is down. The kick is on. It's blocked! Kick is blocked! Good snap. Down. Kick is on its way. That kick is long enough. High enough. And it is good! The kick is good!
So much happened yesterday alone in the NFL. I mean, college football is amazing on Saturday, and like it's obliterated already by what happened yesterday. We're going to get to you in a second, but Key, we were talking Lamar and the $133 million guaranteed offer, almost $100 million under Deshaun Watson, and you said you were mad at Russell Wilson.
Yeah, because, okay, so you got to follow me here. Russell Wilson has all the keys to the car in Denver. They traded all the picks. They traded away everything, right, to get Russell Wilson. He has more leverage than leverage you could ever imagine to get a deal done in Denver. Because if he walks away a year from now, right? They're not.
Mm-hmm.
But when he goes and he takes the deal that he took, it affects Lamar's money. What? Unlike Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray went before Russell. So Kyler goes, then Russell goes. Russell takes a Denver Bronco friendly deal.
Don't you think they worked that out before the trade? Probably.
They probably had some close conversations.
Yeah.
But that changes anyway. Yeah, me and you working. But now I'm here. Oh, no, it's going to change. Yeah. It's got to change.
So it affects Lamar's money because that's what they're going to point to.
It affects Lamar's money. That's why I'm like, Russell, just stand firm. Don't affect the other dudes, even though it's your money, but if you stand strong and you say, well, hold on, man, the market's changed. This guy just got 230. I understand we talked about 140 or whatever the number was, but he just got 230, and this other guy got 189.
His judgment may have been off. The queen was ill, and maybe he felt a certain way about it. It distracted him. He tweeted about it after she passed, and maybe he was in a certain mood and
well,
he wasn't
yeah,
thinking clearly.
Maybe so. Yeah. I mean, he's close to the queen. He was close to the queen.
Richard Houston. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. What's the biggest thing you saw yesterday?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Enjoy your show. Been watching it for years now. Just want to say quickly, it was Joe Burrow's preseason. He hadn't been out there. That offensive line hadn't played together much. They looked much better in the second half.
Yeah, that's a good point, guys. He shaked the rust in the Super Bowl hangover, took a couple Advil, and came out in the second half back.
Look, I'm not worried about Joe Burrow at all going forward. I think he'll throw some more interceptions, he'll fumble some more, and he'll get sacked a ton, and he'll win a whole lot of games.
No doubt.
The only thing that I'm up against is be fair when other quarterbacks struggle.
Nope.
And just be fair.
Nope. Joe Burrow's that dude.
Different folks, though, man.
Yeah, you got to be fair, though.
You can be fair. I mean, everybody's being fair saying that he had a horrible game, but it did feel like watching him drive towards the end of the game to give his team a chance to win. If they had won, you'd be like, well, that's just what Joe Burrow
Jay,
does.
So many of these quarterbacks we criticize after a bad game. Key, you wouldn't have rocked with them, period, when you were in the league. You'd be like, yeah, he's on my team. He gets me the ball, but I'm not rocking with him like that. Joe Burrow, you'd rock with like that.
The quarterback, say it again, Max.
A lot of the quarterbacks, we're very critical if they had a game like Joe Burrow had yesterday. When you were in the league, even if they were on your team and they were good, whatever, but you wouldn't have rocked with them like that.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had a quarterback throw four interceptions in a game.
But if Joe Burrow was your quarterback, boy, you'd be so happy.
Oh, well, he would be
fine.
Of course.
Right. And also, you'd rock with him like that. That's why he's got that thing.
Out of the 32 quarterbacks that are starting, I'd probably take, would have liked to have played with 25 of
them. That's not saying nothing about you. Think about who you played with.
What?
Vernell in Chicago. What's the biggest thing you saw yesterday? He didn't have any quarterbacks. He played with about 25 quarterbacks. What's up, Vernell?
Yo, what's going on? Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing? I was excited about Pittsburgh getting off. We went in. Of course, the Ravens. I was excited about them. Hey, Keyshawn, I gotta go at you a little bit about Joe Burrow, that offensive line. I'm not worried about Joe, but I'm worried about him holding up. And we may need you to put them pads back on and get back out there.
You don't need me. Y'all good. Y'all got hey, three good receivers. Y'all straight.
And a tight end now.
No,
too.
We need you out there. No, hey, Jay Will.
Yeah.
Hey, you gonna get a call from Jimmy Buss, man. We need you out there with the Lakers, man.
I guess I can sit in the corner. I can shoot.
No, we already got Patrick Beverly. We got a small guard. We okay.
Yeah, you need somebody to
shoot. You know
who
else we got on this show, guys? You know who else we got on this show? Najee Harris, scheduled to join us tomorrow, 9:10 a.m. Eastern.
Coming off the high sprained ankle, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough. I hear – look, the Steelers were impressive, though, man. I mean, Vernell brings up a great point about the O-line for Cincinnati. It's something that they obviously tried to address during the offseason, but it didn't look that way yesterday. But I give the Steelers in that defense a lot of credit. And Mitch looked okay. Keith.
And if they don't block the kick, by the way, they lose. They play the through-the-whistle type team.
Mitch Trubisky did just fine. They won the game. Yep. He did just fine. He made some plays when he needed to. He threw the ball a couple times to the other team almost. They got it, but, you know.
He was okay. Mike Tomlin didn't go under 500 with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges.
Yeah, no, he's fine.
Mitch Trubisky's plenty for Mike Tomlin to compete with.
Please.
Lee in Detroit, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning,
fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, man, did y'all see them Lions yesterday, man?
What they do?
I know y'all seen them Woods. Hey, man, hey, they lost, but, hey, man, you see the fight they had, man. They played hard. We could have won.
They fight hard all the time for Dan.
Nah, they could have rolled over, though.
They always could have rolled over, Lee.
But the bottom line was they lose another close one. You know, they did that a lot.
I am becoming a fan of Dan Campbell.
But one of the things about the Lions, the reason a lot of people thought they'd have a big turnaround this year is because they lose tough competitive games.
Yeah,
so people feel like they're close.
They're close.
But
another year.
What do they need to do to get over the top, Key?
Keep building. Keep drafting. And
draft a quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, where are you at with Jared Goff? I don't know.
Goff made a Pro Bowl, made it to a Super Bowl. I mean, it's not like he's garbage.
I know, but I'm not one of those guys just because a guy was traded or moved all of a sudden feel like a guy can't play.
Yeah, that's for the rest of us.
That's for the rest of you.
Yeah, because like it's branding. Because a lot of, in our minds, there's so much to follow. You think,
it's so
dude
branding.
Moves, so he must not be so
Man,
good.
Man, let me tell you something. I hate to say it this way. I know good players when I see them. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Mm-hmm. He's a decent player.
Yeah.
And you can't fool me on guys, right? Guys, yeah. People will tell you how great Mac Jones is. And Mac Jones, because he went to the playoffs and he's young. And it's like, well, wait a minute, man. Let's look at the long term, not in the short, small sample size.
Here's the only problem. If you're a decent player and you're on a bad franchise, that's up for concern.
Right.
Right? Because like great players on bad franchises continue to ascend, but decent players kind of get lost in the mix.
He needs
point.
Some help. They need a lot of help.
You know something what Key said, though? Because I did the show with Marcellus in L.A. for years. Max and Marcellus on L.A.
Where's
Radio.
Where is he at?
What
network is he at? I can't ever find the guy.
I asked Marcellus because he was with Dallas at the very end with Parcells.
Yeah, I
said, what was it like with Parcells? He said the amazing thing about Bill was he could go out onto the field, look at everyone. In 30 seconds, he could tell you everything about that player, what he could do, what he couldn't do, everything. He just like a blink test, and he got it, right? And Key,
well, how did he sign? Never mind.
Key is Parcellian that way, I find. He thinks a lot like Parcells. You hear this, and when I hear Key talk, sometimes I hear Bill Parcells. And there's an athlete eyeball test where some guys, especially who played a long time, can put their eyes on someone, say, he's all right, he's overhyped, or he's pretty good, don't worry about it.
Well, Max, it's easy in every sport, though. I mean, talent hides flaws. Mm-hmm. Like Tua. Tua didn't have a great game yesterday. But Tyreek Hill on the field makes it look different, doesn't
right,
it?
Right,
makes
sure.
It look very different. So if you take away the talent from a team, it makes the flaws jump off the page to a degree.
But the problem with those type of flaws that Tua may have, it's not today, it's tomorrow when we get there. When we get to the playoffs, what is Tua going to do? It ratchets up. When we get to the second round, what is Tua going to do, right? When we get to that Monday night football game and we're all undefeated and the lights are bright, Josh Allen Thursday night, right, against the Rams, what are you going to do?
Yep.
That's when you know you got something.
So you would rather have Jared Goff over Tua?
That's a good question.
Because I would.
With who, though?
I'll take Jared Goff.
With who coaching him?
I mean, well, Sean McVay coached Jared Goff.
And they went to the Super
Bowl. How about this, Jay?
He didn't get the job done, obviously. Sean McVay is something different there.
I'm not talking about will Tua ever be as good as Jared Goff already has been in a given season. But I would take Tua's future over Goff's future. Right, yeah, he's younger. He's in an ascending situation.
It depends on who you with.
Well, I wonder how Tua would do with Sean McVay.
Antoine in DC. What's the biggest thing you saw yesterday? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
What's up, fellas? The biggest thing I saw yesterday was Jameis Winston leading this team back in the fourth quarter after everybody was roting them off about the 30 interceptions and everything that they.
Yeah, Tone. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
off
about.
The island already.
Tough, yeah, though, Tone.
Down 16 in the fourth, man. I mean, that was a.
What'd you think, Jay? Because I'm not going to ask Key because he's biased. I'm asking you. What'd you think?
I'm biased.
I thought that defense was questionable, but I mean, I agree with Tone on that. It's why. Also, his nephew, man. Like, yo, real talk. Man. Like, sometimes you forget things that you haven't seen
right.
for a while, and just watching his physical dominance on the field. And how that chemistry started to find itself
he
down the stretch.
Okay. He got a lot. He's got
well,
a
that's
lot
even
more.
Scarier. Just,
right, down the stretch.
He did okay.
They found it.
He did all right late in the game. He helped bring him back, but he's got a lot more work to do. As I told him yesterday, you and I just.
Keela, give me the dude who comes on late in the game,
and
man.
Max,
give me
defense,
that dude.
Man, that defense at the end, getting that block off the field goal.
No, he's straight, though. He's going to be all right, though. They're going to be all right.
Robert in Virginia, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yes, I was calling up. I know that this may not be favorable, but I'm calling because I want to say that I haven't heard one thing about Baker Mayfield, and Cleveland's supposed to be the best team in the NFL, and Baker took them all to have them on panic mode all the way to the end, and Baker Mayfield showed up. But nobody has mentioned
he came back
one
on
time.
I know. Wait, hold Robert. On. Nah, hold on, Robert.
It's,
Robert,
that's
hold on.
The Browns
Robert,
with why, Jacoby
let me
Brissett.
Let me ask Robert something. Why is it that Jameis just gets credit for coming back
Brissett?
And guys
it's
get credit
Sean
for almost
Watson.
Coming back, but now he doesn't get credit for coming back. Joe Burrow gets credit for coming back. I'm going to give him credit for coming back. Isn't that right, Robert, in Virginia?
Oh, please give him some credit because, you know, all two times, Baker Mayfield been raked over the coals for the last year and a half. And we knew that Cleveland wouldn't even have the team. Guys didn't even want to go to Cleveland until Baker Mayfield was there.
Yeah,
they
well,
didn't even
Robert,
want to go to Cleveland.
They didn't want to stay unless he
Robert,
left.
I get it, Robert. The bottom line is week one of the National Football League is tough. Okay, you go on the road. You don't have the quarterback you paid all the money for. You got a backup. You get out of there with a W. That's all that matters.
What do you think about the fact after we just said your nephew played better down the stretch, Jameis played better down the stretch, Joe Burrow played better down the stretch, some of them lost, some of them won. Baker also played better as the game
fine.
Wore on.
That's fine. He may be better in week six than he was in week one.
Right.
He
new looked, team,
nothing,
new
there's nothing wrong
he
with that.
Good in the second half.
Yeah.
CMC really helps being on that field, though. He makes a world of a difference.
You better pray he stays healthy.
But the story isn't about Baker Mayfield today. They lost.
Yeah.
You're not getting any light, you know? Nobody's shining any light on a losing effort.
But just like you said, why does some guys don't get the pass that Joe Burrow does?
Wait, Max, I would give credit to Jacoby Brissett
for
that charge he led at the end of the game to put his team in field goal position because I'm walking away thinking like,
oh, you mean like the text you sent me? What about Jacoby Brissett when they were losing?
Yeah, I see you. I see you that text. Oh, we calling out the text that we send each other now. Can't keep nothing private. Okay.
What about Jacoby Brissett?
If you put it in writing.
You put it in writing. He will say it out loud.
This Brissett guy, what about him?
He just said, what about him? And
I said, what about him?
There he stepped up.
What about this Brissett guy? Well, I mean, you know.
What was the biggest thing you saw on
this
Sunday?
This Brissett guy.
888 say ESPN. Uh-oh. And by the way, here's a good question. Does Dak Prescott, does the injury put more pressure on Mike McCarthy or does it take some off? Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
Dak Prescott is coming out. When he got hit by Shaq Barrett, his right hand got hit.
Thought I jammed it. The next play, realized I couldn't grip the ball. No, came in, got x-rays, and things are different.
They're going to be without their best offensive player for what sounds like to be significant time. That should be relatively alarming if you're a Cowboys fan.
Really tough night for the Cowboys.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax. On ESPN Radio. Say play ESPN Radio if you have smart speakers. By the way, check us out on the app. It's probably already on your phone. You can download it in a second. If it's not, you can listen to us on the app anywhere you are, live.
What?
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN football analyst, with us now.
Dog.
Monday morning, Dan is here. He's going to say something controversial.
Can't keep going.
We almost did with the Dan.
Keep going, Dan.
Can't keep going. That's
dangerous,
man. I kind of
want to hear you rip it, though.
That's why people are like, hey, freestyle on the air. I like my job.
Yeah.
You know, you
got
to be very, very careful.
Disney, man. Yeah. Mickey Mouse.
So, Dan, obviously Dak Prescott's injury is a devastating shot to the Cowboys. They only put up a field goal with him on the field. What was missing yesterday with him on the field?
Talent? I mean, I was not surprised in the least bit by the performance of the Cowboys offense. We've been talking about it all year. That offensive line, especially when Tyron Smith went down, was going to be a sore spot. You're playing against a really good defense in Tampa Bay, so that's issue number one. Number two, another thing we've talked about all offseason, that they've overvalued or overestimated the perimeter weapons. And the reality that Michael Gallup still isn't healthy, they expected that. Moving on from Amari was a decision that if you got your tight ends working would be okay, but CeeDee Lamb and the drops. I mean, he had two more drops last night and an offensive pass interference. So his performance has got to step up. This is the worst case scenario for Dallas when it comes to not only the performance, because their offensive line couldn't block anybody, but then obviously the injury to Dak Prescott. Their season is, and listen, I hope he's okay. I hope he heals up and heals up as fast as he can. Their season's over. And the only way that it's not over is I would call Baltimore and see if they would trade me Tyler Huntley. That's the one player that I believe at that spot you have the chance to get and also could potentially save that 6 or 8 game stretch.
Yeah, I don't know. Keed looks perplexed. I like Huntley. Huntley does a fair Lamar Jackson impersonation when he's in there.
What else you gonna get?
I could probably, I don't know. I haven't really looked at the league's rosters of backups, but nah, not Tyler Huntley.
I don't know, Keed. Bruce Arians was in here a couple of days ago, Max. Bruce Arians was in here a couple of days ago, and we were talking about the Lamar situation, and he just started raving about Tyler. He's like, their system, they love him. They think he's a good fit. Like, he will be.
Yeah, no, for them, for Baltimore, but not for Dallas.
For Baltimore. Dallas, here's
the
thing.
I was thinking.
What does Dallas have, though?
Adapt and adjust.
But you say it's kind of Kellen Moore.
Monday morning, Dan showed up.
But you said
promised.
Eight games this season, probably, if I'm missing my starting quarterback for eight games, I'm probably with us at the Super Bowl hanging out.
There's no doubt. But if here's the reality, though, Key, and you notice. If the Cowboys don't at least go try to trade for a player like Huntley, then everyone in the organization is waving the white flag saying, all right, we're done.
That's it.
We're done.
What about a Mason Rudolph? What about a Mason Rudolph?
Dan thought he was here for a serious conversation.
You can't even say it believing yourself.
Because I would tell you this.
No, I'm asking you. What about a Brian Hoyer?
I hear Orlovsky could be available. What about a Dan Orlovsky?
Right. What about – well, here's one for you.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I was just about to say, here's one for you. What about a Ryan Fitzpatrick out of nowhere?
How the Cowboys done this before? You know, like – all right, so,
but we're trying to find
Dan's giving you an out of the box idea with upside.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Do you believe
that? And I'm not doing it if I'm Baltimore either, because Lamar's been hurt, so I can't do that.
Yeah, but if
you're Baltimore, I get your point with the Lamar injury, but it depends on how much you like Trey McSorley. Okay, so I don't even know if McSorley. I don't know if he's there anymore, to be honest with you. But if you're Dallas, do you think that Mason Rudolph is that much better of a thrower of the football than Tyler Huntley? My answer would be no. Do I believe that Ryan Fitzpatrick is ready to go play in the NFL?
Probably not.
Right.
No. Yeah.
So if you're Dallas,
beer drinking.
Here's the reality for them.
He'd give you a little something, though.
You either are saying, we are done, and this season is a wash. Because Key said
Teddy Bridgewater, someone like that.
Why?
Because Bridgewater's pretty good.
But do we believe that Teddy Bridgewater is that much better than Tyler Huntley right now?
Tyler Huntley? Yeah, but
then
how do you get Tyler Huntley when, as Key said, they like him?
Totally.
Maybe one of the reasons the 133 guarantee was so low was not just Russell Wilson, but they liked the guy they got backing him up?
Totally, I'm with you. But at least you have to make the call and try for it and see what the conversations are like. Because if not, your offensive line... It's your Dallas. Okay, here go Trayvon, wasting your season. Micah Parsons, we're wasting your season. DeMarcus Lawrence, we're wasting your season. I mean, eventually, Zach Martin, there's another season gone.
Jay, can I let me tell you what I like about it, okay? What I like about it is sometimes you'll see a fight, and one guy is doing the game plan. He's losing. And the corner realizes we have one of two ways to lose. Keep doing this, or at least go for the knockout. We might get knocked out. We might lose even worse, but at least we've tried. What Dan is suggesting brings in a player where it may not be perfect because of all the things Key says, but at least there's an upside. At least you might do something.
I'm going to this thing just thinking more so like now the Cowboys have to be reactive, and I'm looking at every other team in this division, and they have a serviceable backup where they don't have to be reactive. So that's why I go to roster negligence. That's why I said this before.
You know, that's the reality. That's what we talked about with the offensive line and the perimeter weapons.
Yeah, I don't know how they screwed the quarterback.
Here's my thing, too, and this is a little bit more of a foreshadowing and even more justification for the Huntley situation. Dak Prescott is a tremendous human being. This is the second time in 3 years that we're dealing with an injury with him, and it's a little bit similar to what we were saying or many people were saying about with a player like, I know they get tied together a lot, Wentz. Like, all right, he's having trouble staying healthy.
Same draft class.
So do the Cowboys. I understand that, Key.
You've had that before.
Here's my thing, Key. Here's my thing. At next year, do then they choose to address it with an upgrade at the backup spot?
They should have did it this year.
A player like Huntley right now, he might be able to save your season in a division and a conference that's not loaded and still give you a chance and then also be there for the the future as the backup quarterback to Dak.
But is the division and the conference not good enough, though? Because the Philadelphia Eagles, are, in my opinion, are a good football team that's going to continue to grow.
Yeah.
Washington in week one, it's whatever it was. Whatever it was,
some of
it
us
was,
here picked the Giants to go down to Tennessee and win.
Saquon.
Some people did.
Saquon.
Go ahead, Dio.
And then when you look at the NFC as a conference.
Right.
You got Tampa Bay. They're going to fix their issues, whatever they have. You got New Orleans. It's week one. They're going to have a divisional team in Atlanta that kind of, you know each other. The Rams aren't going to be the Rams. They're going to be better than what they are. You know, San Francisco's the mud, the rain, all
Minnesota,
that.
Minnesota, say
Green
it.
Bay,
I'm
Minnesota.
With you, I'm
so
with you.
I'm
just think it's
discounting
a very,
that conference like
it's
that.
It's a very clear line. You either are giving up on the season or you are going to say we're going to try and save it if you're Dallas. Yep.
All I know is, as Key would say, I don't care what no one say. Jimmy Garoppolo is worth much more today than he was yesterday. He's worth more to everyone, including San Francisco.
If you watch that Chicago game, they ain't giving Jimmy.
What should we expect from Russell Wilson in his return to Seattle?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Monday is a great day for a parlay.
You cannot play if you don't listen to what I'm saying. Monday.
This is the Monday Parlay.
All right, it's the show parlay. Key, Jay, and I each pick a bet we like.
I get money.
And then we see if we could hit a three-legged parlay. Keyshawn J. Willimax is presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you'll love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join their growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply today. All right. It's the KJM Monday Parlay. Key, let's start with you. What do you like?
For tonight, I like DK Metcalf. I like that DK is going to go over the 55.5 yards, receiving yards that was slated for him. I think he's going to – and look, Denver has a solid defense from last year coming in this year, different coordinators, different everything, but they still got some skill position players on the perimeter that can cover down on guys. But DK, 55 yards, that's
you know what's
catches.
Interesting, though?
Three
DK,
catches. That's
but,
three catches.
Like, there's another guy who can catch the ball. They don't have a great quarterback. And so you've made the comment – for him to really be elite, he's got to not disappear sometimes. He's got to be there every week.
Yeah,
you think this is the year?
I do, because they got to put an emphasis on getting him football. Here's what I would tell you about yesterday, for instance. Look at all the receivers that got paid. Go look at their numbers and all the receivers that got paid. I mean, obviously, Allen Robinson disappeared on Thursday, but that was Thursday. I'm talking about the guys from yesterday.
Jefferson and Chase will get paid.
all the guys that
Tyreek Hill got paid, he was targeted a ton.
Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams targeted a ton.
You know, when you pay these guys.
What are you paying the money for?
Stand around and catch one catch? No.
All right, Jay. Over on DK Metcalf, total receiving yards is 55.5. Jay, what about you? What do you like?
I'm going to go under total passing yards, 253 and a hook for Russell Wilson. I think going back to Seattle, Pete Carroll, this whole thing, not letting Russ cook, I think it puts on too much pressure. And I think the run game is going to be solid. When you think about what Seattle gave up a ton last year, 14 rushing TDs, and I don't think that D-line is going to hold. So I think it's going to be run first, kind of pass secondary type of offense.
253 and a hook, as you say, that's a lot of yards for a guy in a new system with a new team and a rookie head coach and a rookie coordinator.
What's a hook?
Half.
Half.
Oh, okay. So I should have said 55 and a hook?
Yeah, or you could say half, either one.
Put you in the
try
game.
To make it,
you know. Sound cool. Like you know what you're talking about.
No, I do know what I'm talking about. I said 55.5.
Yeah. With the gambling aspect of it.
You could say 55.5. You could say 55 and a half. You could say 55 and a hook. Oh, there's so many ways to say
55 and a hook.
Oh, now you got
because this is a parlay, I'm going to go with Jay and say, since Russ is going under 253 and a half, Javonte Williams, running back, is going over 57 and a half. He's the RB1, and he's going to have over 57 and a half yards on the ground. Key, I think a lot of this, let Russ cook, and he's now in a place that but still, the way the Broncos are designed, they're going to run the ball still. It's not like they're not going to run the ball.
Jay, you went under on Russ?
I did.
I'm going over on the running back.
A lot going on this week for Russ.
Yeah.
Come on, man, stop.
I did what?
Nothing. I'm just saying, leave Russ alone, man. Russ feel like he wants to honor somebody. Let him honor
people. No, listen. Jay just thinks he's clearly depressed about the queen. He tweeted about it. So maybe it's true he did. Maybe he's, not up for the whole bunch of yards.
Visited
Maybe in her honor, he'll go for over 300 yards.
She was hung out in Virginia, went to visit him in Seattle. Leave the guy alone.
Look at these headshots. Max, you haven't had a chin structure like that in a long time.
Is that right? I think so. No? I don't look like that anymore? Handsome, though. Handsome as all get out.
You try to look
at that
yourself.
Handsome guy.
You said, really? I don't look like that anymore?
Just want to keep looking like it. All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Let's get the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless. Speaking of Russell Wilson, he confirms that the Seattle Seahawks tried to trade him before this year. Here he is. Did they try to trade you before last offseason, Russ?
I definitely think they tried to, a couple times and try to see what was out there. It's part of the business and it's part of being a professional and everything else. And upset is probably the wrong word. I don't think that, I believe in my talent and who I am. I believe I'm one of the best in the world. I don't worry about anything else other than that. I think at the same time, too, I think my focus has always been on winning and what we can do and how we can add great players and everything else.
I wasn't sure if that was Tiger or Russell Wilson for a minute there. He sounded just like him. But, look, of course it's a business, and Russell knows that. And you're going if they feel a certain way about you after a while, then they're going to look to see if there's anybody that would take you, any takers that are out there. And it's not that you can't play, and it's not that he can't be dominant. It's what Seattle sees as, okay, we got a quarterback that we like. We don't love, because when we look at what we've done, it wasn't because of the quarterback. And what I mean by done, I'm talking about going to the Super Bowls. So they were at a point in time, and Pete Carroll and John Snyder, general manager, and looking at attitude, we're not getting along. He's not giving us everything that we want from the player. We're not winning at the clip we were winning with our defense and running game. So if somebody's willing to give us a haul to get Russell Wilson because they think he's Tom Brady, then go
is
ahead.
Is there, Jay, a quarterback with a greater divergence of opinion about him than Russell Wilson? Because you could say Baker or whomever else, but Russell Wilson, the opinions of him range from he is elite and just about as good as anyone to, man, he's really overrated. He's only okay. I don't think there's another quarterback where the opinions of so many people diverge so greatly, right? Like, usually the guy is pegged in a certain area, but Russell Wilson, people either think he's overrated, we could replace him, he's not that good, or man, he's elite. I can't think of another guy quite like that in the NFL
right now. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Cousins.
Who?
Kurt Russell.
Did he ever play a quarterback? Cousins is an interesting one, but I don't think anyone ever puts him as an elite guy.
Yeah, nobody puts him as elite, though.
Some people put.
I feel like Russell's elite.
I suspect.
So
he
won't
is
you
too.
Take the?
What?
Won't you take the over tonight since he's elite?
No, because I think
you wouldn't have did that to Tom Brady.
No, I would not have done it to a guy who's won the Super Bowl seven times. No, but I do believe that
Do you see the look on Baker's face when they lost? It was sick.
Yeah.
It was sick. I think there's something about pent-up hype and aggression that you build for yourself going back to the place that you helped build to get this win.
Since he mentioned it.
I can answer that real quick for you.
What is it?
I think people look at Russell and they don't believe he's authentic.
Right, and so there's a tendency to be like those people who think he's not true, then to say, "Ah, forget that guy." Coming up, speaking of dudes with pent-up hostility, I told you so. Saquon was better than Derrick Henry yesterday. Found the end zone twice, almost 200 yards, coming right up.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.